This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. If these polls stay the way that they are and they translate into the primaries as they are, then that's going to be a no-go. But we have a couple of different polls to tell you about regarding Nikki Haley and Donald Trump that I think you're going to find pretty interesting. But first off, folks, welcome to the program. Hour number two, of course, begins right now of the show. Glad to be with you. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question or comment, you can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to opine that way as well. And we have a lot to talk about. It's chock full for the program this morning. And as we go through this hour, of course, as we head towards the top of the hour, we'll be talking again with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And in hour number four, we've got Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. We'll also be talking with Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone, right here on AM 860 The Answer. And by the way, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, people listening on AM 930, and also, of course, people listening outside of the Tampa, Sarasota area along the GCN network with, of course, our great radio AM and FM affiliates. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to them. So, again, it's Monday morning, and yes, it is Monday. I was just saying right before we went to the top of the hour, it is Monday, but it's okay because now, as we're heading through these weeks here, we're heading towards Christmas. So, and hopefully, as we do that, hopefully you'll have a little bit of time off as we head towards the Christmas holiday and maybe hopefully spend some time with family or friends or just be able to kick back a little bit and, of course, enjoy Christmas time. And by the way, we also want to say a very happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends, where Hanukkah began late last week and will go through December 15th. So once again, folks, welcome to the show. We're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. And let's get down to business here. Mitt Romney, this is from Breitbart, pardon me, this is from Breitbart. Senator Mitt Romney said Sunday at NBC's Meet the Press that the 2024 GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley was, quote, the only one who had a shot at beating former President Trump for the Republican nomination. Anchor Kristen Welker said, let's turn now to the 2024 race and bring up former President Trump. Why haven't you endorsed a candidate yet, Senator? And do you plan to do so? Romney said, well, because if I endorse someone, it would be the kiss of death. Should I endorse the person I like least right now? Well, good question, I guess. He continued, I'm not going to be endorsing President Trump, obviously. I've made that very clear. Look, Christie has done a terrific job so far. I think his being in the race has kept Donald Trump from coming to the debates. Because I think Donald Trump recognized if he went to the debate with Chris Christie would reveal him for what he was. And Trump would be badly hurt, so he stayed out. You know, it's interesting to me because almost to a T, it feels like the response we're getting about Chris Christie has been pretty negative. So I don't know that Chris Christie would have that big of an impact on Trump's base. And at the same time, though, and of course, why is Mitt Romney, there's no love lost, right, between Mitt Romney and Donald Trump. So it's almost as if I think Mitt Romney would be in a position to, you know, try to put in the nudge a little bit. Well, you're not coming here because of Chris Christie. Well, but Trump, I think, and any other candidate that would be that far ahead in the polls may not want to come to the debates either. I think there's upsides and downsides to coming to debates anyway. You know, and you just have to weigh those and say, what is best for my candidacy? This kind of thing. I do think that debates overall, in the best sense, help you to hone your message, and at least you get some kind of real-time feedback of how things are playing and so forth. But if debates are only about zingers, then they don't really have any grand informational value. And I think this is what so many people across the land really want. They want the information of where do these candidates stand? What exactly are they going to do? How are they going to fix these problems? Because we seem to be just drifting in an ocean of problems that have no real solution, and they have no real solution because it's impossible to implement any solutions. And hopefully they would be bipartisan solutions. I mean, ultimately, this is how things ultimately get worked out over time. But the division, and especially with the Democrats having, and I'm talking about the Democrat Party elite, because in a little while, we've got another great audio clip. There was an audio clip. We thought, well, we might use this audio clip. But we found out that we would have to bleep it so much that it just made it prohibitive to really do that. So there is a clip of this person that we can play, which we'll play here in a little bit. But talking about the idea of, hey, you know, being an old school Democrat, you know, is very different compared to the, lack of a better expression, new school Democrats these days. They get dug in so much, and it becomes so divisive and so insular that there's no movement at all in terms of trying to come to a meeting of the minds on various issues like the border, like aid to Ukraine, for example, or any of these many different things that we have to deal with in our country, in our national life, but then also in our daily lives. It's getting harder and harder to be able to come to those kinds of agreements. But nevertheless, you've got Mitt Romney, so he's talking about Chris Christie. Romney added, Nikki Haley, she's rising right now. I think she's the only one that has a shot at becoming the nominee other than President Trump. It's a long shot on her part, but she's the one that has the shot. So we'll see, says Mitt Romney. Now, we head on over to another poll, and this is quite interesting. I think I've got it right.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Continue racing through this Monday edition of the program. Hour number two is flying by. There's no doubt about it, and it's been flying by. You know, the program just flies by these days. It really does. It seems like we just start up at 2 a.m. Eastern time, and next thing you know, it's 6 a.m. Eastern time. We talked to a lot of great people, and we've talked about a lot of great stuff, and boom, it's done. And then we're turned around back again, and so many hours. So we're really glad that you're there. Thanks for listening. Don't forget 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. Well, Nikki Haley, though, we were talking about that right before we went to break. Nikki Haley is now leading Joe Biden in a Wall Street Journal poll by, get this, 17 points, folks, 51-34%. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is pulled out far ahead of Joe Biden in the 2024 presidential race, according to a new poll. Haley drew 51% majority support in a hypothetical matchup against President Joe Biden in the latest poll published Saturday by the Wall Street Journal. That outperformed Trump, who had a 4-point lead over Biden, 47%-43%, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis was in a dead heat tie with Biden in the poll, 45%-45%. Haley, who DeSantis has hit often for being backed by the Republican establishment and the Koch brothers, would be a potential challenge to former President Ronald Reagan's 1984 rout of Democrat Walter Mondale, when he won by 18 points, as the mediaite noted. Notably, Trump finally led Biden in the Journal poll for the first time, as Biden's approval rating has reached a new low at 37%, along with a record high of 61% disapproval. Regardless of the Haley love, Trump is dominating the GOP presidential primary field by 44 points, and Haley is not even a second choice in the poll. Trump had 59%, DeSantis 14%, Nikki Haley 15%, Vivek Ramaswamy 4%, Chris Christie 2%. And then you list out Hutchinson and Bergram. They're no longer in the race, but they're at 0% anyway. So I got to tell you, this is quite interesting. But what this is going to do, this is why now you'll have people like Mitt Romney and you'll have others. And then you'll have people in the media saying things like, hey, Nikki Haley's star is rising. So, you know, Trump is going to falter here. This, well, watch out. It won't be Trump. Now, we don't know exactly how all this is going to play out. You know, I don't think Nikki Haley is a bad person. I think that all these different candidates, they have to be able to give good, not only cogent ideas about their policies, right, but they also have to be able to account for different questions that are out there. Now, whether or not the questions, and I hate to say it like this, there's no other good way to say it, but regardless if the questions are legitimate or not, they have to be able to address them, because what happens is, again, you get a perception going, and that becomes very difficult to change. So, and Nikki Haley tried to do that the other night on the debate stage with the News Nation debate, when Vivek Ramaswamy was saying she's corrupt and she's beholden to this and beholden to that and so forth. She made a valiant effort to try to counter that. Generally speaking, we will see how all this pans out. You know, we need to see actual votes going on. But that being said, it's going to be incredibly difficult to catch Donald Trump. It's going to be incredibly difficult to catch him, because I think that there's a swell going on out there across the highways and byways. And a lot of times, you know, when you came off of the election of 2020 and all of that, I'll just say all of that, everything about it. Grudge match would have been one of the last things that you could predict would actually come true at that point. And that's because things just go differently. Things come up during the four-year cycle, you know, the 3 years before you really get into the election, that you just can't predict, and we don't know what the world's going to look like. But in this case, and this is just like reason number 47, why we are in uncharted waters. And I've said this now several times, and it seems like whenever we're faced with something that is out of the ordinary and something that doesn't really sort of click with, you know, your standard issue, you know, political science prediction mode, to say, well, if we look back at this election and this is what happened then and this is how this was dealt with then, and so we can sort of predict with some degree of, not accuracy, but some degree of understanding that we expect thus and such to occur, or some variant thereof, but it's going to be along these lines. That's out the window, right? It's kind of like, you know, you know, you discover warp speed, and it's like, okay, well, we don't need rockets anymore, you know, this kind of stuff, right? Because everything just gets thrown out the window. Well, having Trump come into this whole mix back in 2016, I think, was the genesis of starting to throw all this stuff out the window. Now, it's not across the board, and it's not every single thing, because you still have political consultants and political watchers and political strategists who are drawing on experience, and they're drawing on how voters tend to react and this kind of thing. And so there are people who just study this stuff, you know, to the nth degree. And that's how they make these predictions about what the candidate says, right? Not just focus groups, but, you know, what they say, what they wear, how they react to certain things, and so on and so forth. Donald Trump came in with such an outsider viewpoint and such an outsider mentality that it shook everything up. So people just expect different things now, right? They just expect different things. It's like if, like, for example, you say to somebody, you know, you really got to see this movie. really got to see this movie. It came out in 1981 or, you know, something like that. And it's the best movie ever. And then you kind of watch it, and it is a good film, let's say. It is, it, you know, it exists in that space and time, and at the time it was very exciting and so forth. But if you look at some things like that, you find out, well, huh, it seems a little slower than we're used to now, and things like that. Some will say it's better and this kind of thing. But just in terms of the creative space that people are in when they make these things, it changes, right, over time. And then people have different expectations. So the same in politics. It's like everything got accelerated. Everything got further divided, right? Everything got completely changed up in terms of what people expect and how they expect something to occur, and how they expect the candidates to service the questions and so forth. So it's just all different. So all that to say, we get to the point of having a grudge match. Could have been completely unpredictable because presidents typically fade away. There's not a lot of support to go renominate the old president and bring him back in, this kind of thing. But in this case, Trump is able to do that because number one, the Biden administration has been such a dismal failure in terms not only the foreign policy. I mean, just take your pick: foreign policy, the economy, you know, all kinds of different things. The border, you know, it's bad. And so here comes Trump and says, "Do you remember what things were like at this point in time now? Just 3 years ago, when I left office, do you remember what that was like? Well, we can put all that back, and it'll take a little bit of time, but it's doable. Can you imagine what people feel like out there?" And they say, well, you know, he did it once, he can do it again. I don't know that I want to go with a different candidate at this point. And there are those who say that. And there are those who say, well, we can take any candidate we want because they can always implement the policies. But we're in a particularly strange, uncharted territory where this seems to go the way that if it's Donald Trump, then people are going to get very excited. And they're not going to simply say, well, maybe Trump, but, you know, I'll just go with a different candidate. They seem to be fixated and locked in to saying, look, things have gotten so out of control and so out of kilter that we need the person who put it there in the first place where things were working well to put it back again. So that's where Trump is coming from. That's what he's got on his side. And whether you're Nikki Haley or whomever, trying to overcome that may be just an impossible task. I don't know. Maybe you need Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible. Who knows? But, folks, when we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about. 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. Top Democratic leaders are condemning a Texas Supreme Court's decision.
The decision was about denying a woman an emergency abortion despite a fatal fetal anomaly. The woman had initially been granted a restraining order to proceed with the abortion, but on Friday, the state's high court put a hold on that ruling, compelling her to continue the pregnancy.
Hunter Biden accused Republicans of attempting to use him to destroy his father's presidency during a podcast interview. Biden, who recently faced tax crime charges in California, claimed the Republicans are targeting him to cause pain that would be challenging for his father, the president, to handle. The eastern U.S. bracing for heavy rain, wind, even some snow. Parts of New York and New England were under storm watches through the weekend and through tonight with winds up to 40 miles per hour. Some of those storms could last into the early Monday morning hours. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
To mark the first night of Hanukkah last Thursday, French President Macron invited the nation's chief rabbi to his residence for a candlelighting ceremony. A firestorm of criticism followed suit. But BBC's Warren Bull has more.
When video footage of the Hanukkah ceremony appeared, it provoked criticism across the political spectrum in France. The right-wing mayor of Cannes, David Lunard, said it was a clear breach of secularism, which was put into French law in 1905. Meanwhile, Jonathan Arty, who heads the representative council of French Jewish institutions, said it should not be allowed to happen again. He said French Jews should always consider that the secularism law, which ended state involvement in religion, also protects the freedom of faith.
And glad that you're there. Glad that you're here. Glad that you're here. Glad that
you're here. Javier Milei has been sworn in as Argentina.
Like to be part of the this weekend. This
more on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Ron DeRosa. If you've got a comment to make, you have a question, whatever that might be, we're glad to hear from you again. 949-822-7959. Or you can head over to my home website, KyleWarringShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we're going to come up here in the next segment after this one. We'll do our second Trucker Traveler report. And we got a great song for that this morning as well. If you ever have any song requests for that, be sure to go over to KyleWarringShow.com. Send me a direct message if you'd like to make a request. And, of course, it's Country Music Monday, and we're staying true to that. And we're also got a little Christmas theme, of course, going for Country Music Monday, and we're going to keep that happening. All right, so once again, folks, lots more to talk about. Okay, this from the Washington Post. University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill has resigned after intense criticism from donors, alumni, and others of her testimony at a congressional hearing about anti-Semitism on college campuses. Senator L. Bach, Scott L. Bach, chair of Penn's Board of Trustees, said in a note to the campus community that McGill will stay in the role until an interim president is appointed. After that, she will remain a tenured faculty member at the university's law school. The note was sent shortly before Bach announced he would step down as board chair. In a separate note, he wrote, "Former President Liz McGill has made
a very unfortunate misstep, consistent with the with that of two peer university leaders sitting alongside her after 5 hours of aggressive questioning before a congressional committee. Following that, it became clear that her position was no longer tenable, and she and I concurrently decided it was time for her to exit. The world should know that Liz McGill is a very good person, he writes, and a talented leader who was beloved by her team. She is not the slightest bit anti-Semitic. Working with her was one of the great pleasures of my life, he writes. Now, McGill, of course, came under withering criticism after her testimony before a House committee on Tuesday, in which she declined to state plainly that a call for genocide against Jews would violate the university's code of conduct. McGill told Representative Elise Stefanik, Republican of New York, it would violate the school's code of conduct if speech turns into conduct. It can be harassment. Yes. When pressed by Stefanik, McGill said, it is a context-dependent decision, Congresswoman, unquote. Well, but it seems to me that the answer to the question, you know, is calling for the genocide of Jews, is that against campus policy? Is that against university policy? I don't think that in any universe you can think of that that is context dependent in the sense that, well, I guess it depends. I mean, now, by the way, what would happen if somebody was demonstrating on campus and they were calling for the genocide of this group or that group? Okay, just fill in the blank to the group. You know, that they would be immediately sanctioned, rejected, all this kind of thing. And if the same question was given to Ms. McGill, and the question was, what if somebody was calling for the genocide of a particular group? She would immediately say, we would take that very seriously, and we would shut them down, or we would have, you know, there'd be serious consequences, basically. But because it has to do with Israel, because there is this notion out there that Israel is the occupier, the aggressor, and we don't want to offend anybody else who just doesn't like Israel, give me a break. I mean, this is just not, it's just not okay, is it? Now, earlier in the program, I said we had a quote from someone, and we wanted to play it. We really did. We really did. And it was just something we'd have to bleep out way too much. And it was just too onerous to have to try to bleep it all out. So there is, I mean, because, you know, we're on the radio. We're not going to do this. But there is a portion of the person's audio clip that we can play you. And we're going to do that because, of course, when it comes to Bill Maher, he's on HBO, of course, with his show Real Time on HBO. Bill Maher, you know, uses some pretty, shall we say, colorful language, as it were, on the program there. But basically, and he kind of made a similar point, and that is, you know, you can't go onto college campuses and demonstrate against any other groups other than the Jews, it looks like, or against Israel. That's all fine and good. In fact, you get applauded for that, right, these days. But he has a question about what's happening at the colleges. Now, you know, this is incredibly relevant because what is being not just taught at the colleges, but it's the mentality, it's the viewpoint, it's the bandwagon. And I don't know about you, but I'm just not all about bandwagons. Okay, and so suddenly, because sometimes when things become a bandwagon, well, then there's no more discussion about it. There's no more, and you can't even really talk about it. Because why? Because it's a bandwagon. Well, many people in these colleges, and many of these young people, and I'm sorry to say, I think they've jumped on the bandwagon that says, you know, Israel is bad and Hamas actually is just the militant wing of the Palestinian people who are trying to throw off the occupation and stuff like that. And so they'll use words like that to make it almost sound legitimate, like, oh, wow, you know, I guess, you know, people can't be occupied. I mean, that's, I mean, what are we going to change that, right? Let's listen to Bill Maher, because what he says about colleges and being an old school liberal person is quite relevant here. Let's listen into Bill Maher.
And that's, how did this happen at these colleges, which, you know, you and I both have been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah.
And by the way, well, this a group of us, like I would call us like old school liberals, which
absolutely
get called conservative for being that now.
However.
And for a long time, people, my dear liberal friends, but the ones who only watch MSNBC and read the New York Times,
yeah,
are like, what are you talking about?
There you have it. And I appreciate what Bill Maher's talking about there so much. And did you notice what he said? Did you notice that he talked about, well, my friends who only watch MSNBC and read the New York Times? So he, by definition, is setting up what we all kind of know. And again, I mean, if that's all people are doing, watching MSNBC and reading the New York Times, guess what? They're on a bandwagon for that. Okay? And Bill Maher, who's an incredibly liberal guy, okay? He's funny and so forth. He's quite charming and all these kinds of things. But he is very liberal, so I doubt that we would have agreement or see eye to eye on many different subjects. But listen to the other thing that he said. He said, I'm an old school liberal, so I guess I would be thought of as being conservative by comparison, right, to the new generation of liberals. And I think that's incredibly important, because here you have somebody who, again, probably wouldn't agree with you or me about a lot of different things, but yet is now on the way out because he's not mega liberal. Not MAGA, but mega liberal, like some of these others. And they just adopted these positions and policies that are just so far out of what the mainstream would be. Or going back to a time when you had conservatives and liberals, but yet most people would agree on the idea that Hamas did the wrong thing, that Hamas had no right to go and kill all the people at the music festival, that Hamas has no right to subjugate the people and keep them as human shields, that Hamas needs to be eradicated. So I'm telling you, we might be seeing, I don't know, maybe the last vestiges of old school liberalism. And I guess they'll start calling him conservative. You never know. I doubt it highly, but it just gives the principle of the thing. This is what's happening out there. So, folks, stay right there, because we're going to come right back after this short break. And when we come back, we're going to do our second Trucker Traveler Report of the morning. And we've got another great song for you to keep you revved up, keep you going throughout the overnight hours. Across America, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and yes, Feliz Navidad. You know, this song, it just, you know, it's not Christmas unless you got Jose Feliciano. And yes, we do want to wish you a Merry Christmas here on the program. Folks, welcome back, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you want to send me a direct message. Real easy. Just simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. Well, here we are. It's time again for our Trucker Travel Report, number two of the program. And we have another great song. This one will also get you going this morning. And I think that you're going to like it. We got Brad Paisley and Steven Tyler. Now, we've heard a couple of different renditions of this song over the last few days from Chuck Berry as well. This is Run, Run, Rudolph, but in a live performance with Brad Paisley and, of course, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. Take it away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks, I think they did that on a Christmas special a while back, and sounded pretty good. And Run, Run, Rudolph, of course, classic song from Chuck Berry. And I got to tell you, this version sounds pretty darn good. And so we're glad to have a little bit more Christmas spirit here on Country Music Monday, tying that together with the Christmas season. And I think it's working out. I think it's really working out. All right. So once again, folks, this is the part of the program where we do try to make sure you keep revved up. You keep going throughout the early morning hours across America, whatever it is that you're doing. That's why we play these great songs. All right, let's start off here. We still see the dense fog advisory. This is in most of North Dakota. But certainly if you are traveling or going to be traveling along I-94 between Bismarck and Fargo, you've got this dense fog advisory. This is going to head north of Bismarck, by the way, and this is going to go up through Washburn, Garrison, Minot, and then also north of Fargo up through Hillsboro, Grand Forks, and Grafton, and then south down towards Ellendale. So just be aware of that. Dense fog also advisory in the southwest corner of Minnesota this morning, so do be aware of that. Now, that being said, we also have a freeze warning in southern Texas. This is going to be in the greater San Antonio area, basically, heading all the way down to Corpus Christi and almost all the way east over towards Houston and a little bit north of Houston as well. So be aware of that. Now, in terms of what's happening on the eastern seaboard, rain, and lots more rain, and rain mixed with snow. So this is going to cover pretty much the states of Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, most of the eastern part of New York, most of the eastern part of Pennsylvania, down through Virginia, down through Richmond, down through parts of North Carolina as well. So just socked in with all kinds of rain on the radar, and then in the western part of that, over most of Vermont and most of those eastern parts of New York and Pennsylvania and Virginia, as I was mentioning, that's where it's indicating rain mixed with snow. So do be careful there, of course, because this is a lot going on there. Also, of course, if for our friends in Tennessee, our thoughts and prayers with them, as some 6 people reported dead and 62 injured, as far as we understand so far, at least the numbers we have right now, in tornadoes over the weekend. So, again, our thoughts and prayers and condolences to our friends in Tennessee who had those tornadoes ripped through. Just a terrible, terrible tragedy. Indeed. All right, so once again, folks, we're glad to be able to bring you the Trucker Traveler Report this morning. Had another great song. And now, though, let's head over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. She's with us again here on this Monday morning, bright and early. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we're in it to win it here and on another great week of broadcasting. And I got to tell you, there's still so many different things going on, but what do you think we're looking at heading into this week?
I think really it is the funding for Israel in Ukraine, which really actually means immigration.
Right. Yeah. In other words, tying it to the border, at least as far as Ukraine is concerned as well.
Yes.
Well, indeed. Well, you know, and I think it's interesting, too, Denise, because, you know, some people are so quick to say, certainly politicians are, to say, well, you just want Putin to win. I mean, does that even hold any water at all? I mean, these politicians, especially on the Republican side, they don't want Putin to win, but they also want something to happen on our own border security, not just Ukraine's border security.
Yeah, and I understand, you know, Mayor Adams wanting to go to Washington and yell and scream at the Biden White House. But the truth of the matter is that if that's not working, because they have apparently done that, then he needs to go yell and scream at Chuck Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
Because H.R. 2 is a very aggressive, assertive immigration bill that was passed by the House, and Schumer refuses to bring it to the floor. So I would be yelling and screaming at Schumer here at this point as well. Now, it looks like that the Biden White House could be capitulating here a little bit on the immigration bill or immigration, you know, to acquiesce here a little bit on immigration. So let's see where that really plays out here. It'll be fascinating to see the kind of power that this White House thinks it has. It'll be an interesting week for that reason.
Well, indeed, indeed. And then, of course, also, we continue now to hear calls that, it's too much in Gaza. And, especially Senator Bernie Sanders was on about this as well. But nobody says how Hamas did what it did or needs to allow the people to move around and evacuate them, do whatever they can do.
Well, I would ask, why is this solely Israel's problem? Where's the United Nations? We have something called the UN peacekeepers, whatever they are. Where's the Red Cross? We tend to forget that those are humanitarian operations here. And what are they doing? You know?
Right. Well, exactly, exactly. And unfortunately, it becomes much more of a political, just political bludgeons against, whomever, especially Israel in this case. And I think people are getting a little sick and tired of that kind of stuff. I tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're going to come right back after your top of the hour news, everybody. We'll get all the headlines. We'll pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, we'll have much more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We'll see you on the other side.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.